Everybody, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Kat.
I'm Winnie.
And today we're talking about clothes.
Yeah, but summer clothes or winter clothes?
Kind of both.
It's May, right?
Mm-hmm. It's May, but we are talking about both kinds of clothes today. So what do you wear when it's cold outside?
Ooh, I need a sweater. I need my scarf.
Yes.
Scarf.
Yeah, I love scarves.
And maybe gloves. Do you
Maybe
wear gloves?
So. In Taiwan, I've never had the occasion to wear gloves.
No.
But in my home country, where it snows, you know, if you want to play with the snow, you should wear gloves.
Otherwise,
your fingers are going to hurt from holding the really cold snow. Yeah.
Or what? Thick pants?
Yes. Or in fact, maybe two pairs of pants.
Two pairs. Mm. Or wool pants.
Or two pairs of socks.
Two pairs of socks.
Maybe three pairs of socks if you're really, really cold. Yeah. Just keep putting more socks on. Yeah. And then when it's warm.
T-shirt.
Yeah,
t-shirts. T-shirt.
Maybe something like this without the jacket. Or
shorts.
Yeah, shorts, definitely. Mm-hmm. Although I don't really...
Or you bring your fan with.
Yes.
That's easier.
Uh-huh. And drink lots of water.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're going to talk about clothes today, and it's more about, like, what do you do when it goes from cold to hot, and you need to do something with those clothes that you don't wear when it's hot. So we're going to go to the article right now and find out.
Scene. See you later to winter clothes.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today, we're going to introduce some words about clothes.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Dry cleaners.Wool, sweater, cotton, scarf, silk, shirt, blouse, suit, tie, dry clean, tumble dry, tumble dryer, dress.
It's getting hotter outside. It's time to store our winter clothes.
Right. I'm going to dry clean our sweaters and scarves before we store them.
Let me look in here.
Jenny looks into her closet.
Wow. I have so many winter dresses.
Yeah.But you didn't wear many of them this winter. Maybe you should give some away.
True. I'll sort them out later. How about your suits and ties? Will you wear them this summer?
Yes, because I'm going to some weddings. I'll dry clean them too, so they smell nice.
Good idea. I'll wash and tumble dry these shirts, then hang them up in the closet.
Store. Store. We need to store our vegetables in the refrigerator. We need to store our vegetables in the refrigerator. Clothes. Clothes. Emmy is wearing the same clothes as yesterday.Emmy is wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Give away. Give away. Give, gave, given. I have some old books to give away. Would you like them? I have some old books to give away. Would you like them? Wedding.Wedding. Mia and Jamie's wedding was so beautiful. They'll surely have a happy life together. Mia and Jamie's wedding was so beautiful. They'll surely have a happy life together.
认识智慧
Sort out.
Okay, so our article today is more of a dialogue. We have Jenny and Kyle, maybe
Yes.
they're brother and sister, husband and wife, I'm not sure, but they live in the same place. So Jenny complains to Kyle, she says, oh, it's getting hotter outside. It's time to store our winter clothes.
I know, 这里我们看到 it's getting 加形容词的比较级表示越来越怎么样，所以文章说 it's getting hotter, 外面越来越热了。But it's time to store? What kind of a store are we going?
We're not going to a store. We are storing. Store can also be a verb. So here, store is spelled the same way as the other store you might expect. S-T-O-R-E. Let's find out what store as a verb means. Okay, so this word store means more like store something means put it away until later, until you need it next time. We often store things that we don't really need or we only use for part of the year. For example, we store clothes, like storing winter clothes during the summer because you won't wear them. Or if you're a grown-up now and you have some old toys that you don't want to use anymore, but you don't want to give them away either or sell them, you might store them in a closet or under your bed, something like that. Places that you can store things are closets or, like I said, under your bed. You can put them in a box, you can put them in a bag, that sort of thing. We also store food in the fridge or the pantry if we want to eat it later. The noun for this is storage. If we add A-G-E, we have storage, put something in storage. Or we can talk about, like Winnie said, a store like a shop.Here's an example for you. We need to store our vegetables in the refrigerator. We need to store our vegetables in the refrigerator.
Store 在这里是动词的用法，要特别注意哦。Store 当动词有储存、储藏的意思，也就是 put things away， 可能现在不需要，之后才要用。那像例句呢，我们放到冰箱里存放也可以用 store。So what are we storing in this case?
We are storing some clothes. Yay, clothes! We all love clothes. We gotta wear them. Clothes is a noun here, and it's actually always with an S. It's always plural. It's C-L-O-T-H-E-S. Let's find out about that word. So, clothes are things you wear on your body. So anything like this or this, or maybe the pants that I have on right now, you could call, let me see, what's some different kind of clothes? Shirts, pants, shorts, dresses, skirts, socks, coats, jackets, blah, blah, blah. All of those are clothes. We also call them clothing. Sometimes we wear things that aren't called clothes, though, like they're called accessories. So if you have something on your head, like a hat or some earrings, those are called accessories. Or if you wear a scarf, like Winnie said, or if you wear some gloves to keep your hands warm, those are called accessories. Here's an example.Emmy is wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Emmy is wearing the same clothes as yesterday.
Clothes 是衣服，要注意一定要当复数使用。我们去掉 es 变成 cloth 是这个布料，是不一样的单字哦。那像刚刚任何讲的上衣、下面穿的裤子、裙子、最外层大衣、外套等等，我们都可以用 clothes 来代称。不过 clothes 后面一定要接复数动词。我们刚刚看到可以说 winter clothes 是指冬天的衣服，那也可以搭配不同名词，比方 sports clothes 是运动衣，或者 baby clothes 就是给宝宝穿的衣服。那这个例句呢，则是看到 Amy 连续两天穿一样的衣服。Does he not go? Didn't he go home?
I don't know. Maybe she was at a crazy party and she fell asleep on the couch. I don't know.
所以那这个不能拿来穿的，刚刚我们 Cat 老师有帮我们补充，就是戴在身上可能耳环啊、帽子等等，我们是 accessories 配件。那回到课文呢 ，It's May, so it's probably only going to be hotter. We won't need any big coats.
That's true. We don't need any.Really big heavy clothes. You want something that the air can kind of go through and cool you down. So Kyle responds to Jenny now, right, I'm going to dry clean our sweaters and scarves before we store them.
这里呢 sweater 就是毛衣 scarf 呢只是我们讲到 scarf 是一个尾巴的 f 加上 ves 去掉 f 加上 ves 的复数形所以在收走以前呢 Kyle has a good idea 他说要去 dry clean dry clean 呢就是可以直接翻译过来就是干洗的意思 some clothes are too nice that you don't want to wash them with the washing machine
that's right
so、yeah. you dry clean them、mm-hmm. so Kyle has some sweaters and scarves to store away what about Jenny?
Well, apparently Jenny's got a big old closet that she has lots of clothes in. So she says, let me look in here. So she probably opens her closet door and looks into her closet. And I wonder what she says.
Jenny 也是要看一下自己有哪些衣服啦。所以她看一下自己的衣柜 closet. My closet is always full. So I bet...So is Jenny's.
Yeah, I always feel like I never have enough hangers for my closet. I have
never.
Even, yeah, just always more clothes than I can fit in there. Yeah. But Jenny says, wow, I have so many winter dresses.
I know. We always have too many clothes that we don't even know about.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds like she didn't really think about them until now, even though she has a lot of them.
Until so, now it's May.
Yeah, it's too May, late. And it's too late to wear them. She can't wear them now. So Kyle tells her, yeah, but you didn't wear many of them this winter. Maybe you should give some away. So it sounds like she has all these winter dresses, and she hardly wore any of them. So this is a nice little grammar point here. Many of something, or much of something, or some, or any of something. That means, like, some things out of a larger group of things. If I say some of my friends, that means I have this group of friends, and some of them are doing something. Or I could say to my teacher...I don't have any of my books today. Oh, so bad. Ooh. So it means I have a few books that I should take to school, but I don't have any of them. I have zero. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. And then we have this other word power word in this sentence. It's actually two words. It's a verb that goes give away, give something away. It's spelled two words, G-I-V-E-A-W-A-Y. So let's find out what it means.Okay, this verb give something away means you give something that you own to somebody else so that they can keep it. It also means the same thing as the word donate, which could also mean give something away to charity, which is like a company that helps people in need, maybe people who are poor or people who are sick or who needs help in some other way. So if you give something away, you are giving it without asking for any money. And this isAway because it's away from you. It's farther away from you. It's a little bit similar to give up something or give something up, which means you stop or give it away, stop doing it or give it away, even if you still want it. Here's another example sentence for you. I have some old books to give away. Would you like them? So this person is saying, I have some books that I don't want to sell, but do you want them? I have some old books to give away. Would you like them?
Give something away, 你想想看 away 刚刚就是出去的意思嘛所以把东西给出去也就是赠送捐赠的意思但也不一定要捐给什么机构才能用 give away 单纯送给年纪比较小的亲戚我们也可以用这个字 So if the old clothes don't fit you anymore you can also give them away to your young cousins、mm-hmm. 所以如果我们看到要指定给对象的话我们可以在片语后面加上 to somebody 那例句呢则是说他有些旧书要送出去你想要吗那 Kat 老师有帮我们补充 donate 这个字比较难尤其是捐给慈善机构啊这种捐赠 or we donate money 捐钱也可以用这个字、yeah. so Jenny has too many dresses、mm-hmm. Kat 老师说干脆把它捐出去可是我会舍不得 is Jenny willing to give them away
it sounds like she actually is、mm. so she accepts what Kyle says and she saysTrue. Yeah, you're right.
I don't wear them.
Yeah. I'll sort them out later. So what does she mean here? She means sort out, which is like put something in a group in a clean way. So maybe she has a lot of winter dresses that some she wants and some she doesn't want, or some she wore and some she did not wear. So maybe she'll sort those into different piles. You can also sort out things like papers or books or something you have a lot of.
sort something out 这个动词片语就是整理收拾的意思，就是可能原本一团乱，我们就说 sort out the mess。 你可能可以依照颜色啊，依照大小， or in this case, Jenny has to put a pile of clothes that she wants to keep and another pile to give away， 然后一堆是要捐出去的衣服。
Yeah, this one sparks joy, this one does not spark joy, like Marie Kondo. Anyhow, and so, but it sounds like Kyle also has some clothes that he has to sort out or sort through. So she asks him, how about your suits and ties? Will you wear them this summer? That's a good question. Suits and ties are not very, you don't wear them very often. Yeah.
另外 Jenny 问起这个 suits and ties， suit 是套装，西装，所以除了一套的上衣和长裤，可能外面还会有成套的外套啊。It might be too hot to wear suits in summer. 所以 Jenny 就很贴心的说，哎，要不要一起收起来啊？ Does Kyle need his suits and ties in summer?
Well, it sounds like he actually does. He says, yes, because I'm going to some weddings. So he might be maybe inside somewhere.
He doesn't have to look nice.
That's right, yeah. So what is this wedding? Well, wedding is a noun, and it's spelled W-E-D-D-I-N-G. Let's find out what that means. Okay, so a wedding is a formal event, which is a ceremony and a party where two people get married. Maybe if it's a man and a woman, then the woman will wear a beautiful white dress, and the man will wear a suit or a tuxedo, which is like a fancier kind of suit. And they tell each other that they're going to love each other the rest of their life, and they kiss, and they do all kinds of celebrating with their guests. So that's a wedding. And maybe you've been to a wedding before. They're kind of fun to go to, but you have to dress really nice. So here's an example. Mia and Jamie's wedding was so beautiful. They'll surely have a happy life together. Mia and Jamie's wedding was so beautiful. They'll surely have a happy life together.
So we'll hear dun 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 dun. That's a wedding, 就是婚礼。其实这里的 wed 前面 W-E-D 就是结婚的意思。那出席或是参加婚礼，我们看到文章可以用 go to a wedding， 或者你也可以用一个比较正式的动词 attend a wedding。那例句呢，就是说这个 Mia 跟 Jamie 婚礼真是太美好了，他们一定会幸福一辈子。那原来 Kyle 今年夏天会有几场婚礼得出席 ，so you want to look good on a wedding， so you need the suits and ties。
Even if you're not the bride or the groom, even if you're not getting married, you should dress very nice and look very nice. Just don't wear white, okay? All right, so he's going to some weddings this summer. Kyle is going to some weddings. He needs his suits. But he says, I'll dry clean them too, so they smell nice.
That's smart. So you look nice and smell nice.
Everybody's going to want to be around you. All right, then Jenny says, good idea. I'll wash and tumble dry these shirts,then hang them up in the closet. So she's going to put them in the laundry, and maybe she's going to put them in the dryer, and they're going to dig, 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 dig until they're dry and nice and warm. Warm clothes out of the dryer is the best.
这就是 tumble dry 的意思啦，就是家里的烘干机就会是用烘干机烘干，我们就用 tumble dry。那 tumble 本身就是有翻滚的意思，所以边翻边滚，然后边吹干衣服就是烘干的意思。And then Jenny is going to hang them up， 就是把它们挂起来。So I think they're ready to store them away.
Yeah, it sounds like they figured out what they're going to do with their clothes, and they have a plan to go dry clean some things, maybe in day two. Okay, and that's the end of our article for today. So right now we're going to go to our magic box, and then you'll be right back with us for review time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
我们学过很多可以用 many, a lot of 来形容，我们也知道一点点我们可以用 a few, a little 等等的，不论是 I have many friends or I have a few friends， 但是要怎么说我朋友中的很多人都去过日本， I have many friends, they have been to Japan， 一定要这样拆成两句吗？今天我们就来学一下要怎么用一句话来表达，我们要在限定所有朋友之中的很多人就可以用 of 这个介系词，变成 many of my friends have been to Japan。 除了 many， 我们也可以用别的不定代名词来代换，比方说 some of the shoes in the store are on sale， 一些鞋款有在特价，而不是整家店都在特价哦。从这两句例句来看呢，你有发现如果是有限定的不定数量，我们用 of 来表示范围在哪。你可以比较看看 Some books are in English 和 Some of my books are in English， 这样你可以区分出差别了吗？第一句没有说明范围，只有说哦，有些书是英文，有可能是说在图书馆里啊，或是书店里等等。不过如果我说 some of my books， 就是限定说我的藏书中有一些是英文书。Now can you try to make a sentence for me？ 请在每张考卷上写上名字。Please write down your name on each page。你有注意到是你的考卷才能写上你的名字，所以该怎么完成这句呢？ Come back to check the answer in just a second.
The answer is, please write down your name on each page of your test paper.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, so for today's review time, we are going to play a game called 5 questions. It's like 20 questions, but you only have 5.
I only have 5?
That's right. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I will think of a word. It'll be one of our word power words、mm-hmm. from today. And you have to ask me yes or no questions. You can only ask
5. Only yes or no.
Yeah, only yes or no. You can't ask me what is it or how do you spell it. Only、okay. is it blah, 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 is it blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Or does it blah, blah, blah.So, if you can't get it in 5 questions, sorry, you lose.
Ooh, that's hard. All right, I'll try it. Are、
okay.
you ready? Have you picked one?
I picked one, yep.
Okay, is it a noun?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, okay, okay. 所以我剩下两个。Is it something we wear?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, it's easier than you think.
So it's、yeah. clothes, right?
It's clothes, yeah. So that's your turn. Now you get to think of something.
Think of a... All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Is it a verb?
Yes.
Okay, that leaves 2 options. Because we had 2 nouns and 2 verbs. Yeah, maybe we should have some different kind of words next time. Or I should ask, like, is there an S in it? Oh, maybe that's my next question. Is there an S in it?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then it must be store.
Right.
Like, store something. Okay, good. All right. So that's our 5 questions game. I mean, maybe you guys would like to think of some more complicated words. Or maybe you can pick one out of the article and say, I want to choose this word.
Or only 2 questions.
Ooh, that would be really hard. Yeah. So you can play this with your classmates, try it with your friends. We will see you for day 2 tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Scene. See you later to winter close.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words about clothes.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Dry cleaners. Wool. Sweater. Cotton.Scarf, silk, shirt, blouse, suit, tie, dry clean, tumble dry, tumble dryer, dress.
It's getting hotter outside. It's time to store our winter clothes.
Right. I'm going to dry clean our sweaters and scarves before we store them.
Let me look in here.
Jenny looks into her closet.
Wow, I have so many winter dresses.
Yeah, but you didn't wear many of them this winter. Maybe you should give some away.
True. I'll sort them out later. How about your suits and ties? Will you wear them this summer?
Yes, because I'm going to some weddings. I'll dry clean them too, so they smell nice.
Good idea. I'll wash and tumble dry these shirts, then hang them up in the closet. store. Store. We need to store our vegetables in the refrigerator. We need to store our vegetables in the refrigerator. Clothes. Clothes. Emmy is wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Emmy is wearing the same clothes as yesterday. Give away. Give away. Give, gave, given. I have some old books to give away. Would you like them? I have some old books to give away. Would you like them? Wedding. Wedding. Mia and Jamie's wedding was so beautiful. They'll surely have a happy life together. Mia and Jamie's wedding was so beautiful. They'll surely have a happy life together.
认识字汇
Sort out.